Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
A reading of the revelation of Christ, which was given to John, moves the spirit-enlightened mind to glorify the one who both gave that revelation to John and who is the central figure in it. If one should doubt who Christ is, let him read this. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Christ alone is the revelation of God to men. It is impossible that a man can know who God is or have any understanding of the unfolding purpose of God in the earth unless he is enabled to see him who has opened that sealed book. The Lord Jesus Christ has taken that book and loosed the seven seals of it as he has come into the world as a redeemer of sinners. He is not some secondary figure, but clearly manifested himself as the eternal God. Did he not point out this quite clearly to Philip? Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. He who thought it not robbery to be equal with God has humbled himself, made in the likeness of sinful flesh, and tabernacled among men, in order to declare the glory of God in the redemption of sinners. Is this not his crowning work? And is he not worthy of all glory in that undertaking? And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb that was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, heard I saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. After the Lord had destroyed the houses of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram for their rebellion against his chosen priesthood, he set forth a trial to manifest who those were who were to be the sole priests of the Lord's house. The princes of each tribe were to bring their rods, that is, their staffs, denoting their power and authority as leaders, to Moses, who laid them beside the rod of Aaron in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow Moses went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, and brought forth buds and bloomed blossoms, and yielded almonds. This was indeed a glorious sight, which signified the absolute power of the Levitical priesthood under the law given to Moses, having no rival among the rest of Israel. The psalmist said, Upon himself shall his crown flourish. He is speaking of him who is greater than Moses. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Christ is a king without rival. He has arisen as the champion of his people and has destroyed all of those enemies which were arrayed against those whom he loved with an everlasting love. He has trampled them in his fury and sprinkled his garments with their blood. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury it upheld me. He has secured the victory over sin, death, and hell for his elect bride, and sits upon the throne of his kingdom, which shall never pass away. Thus his crown flourishes upon his head. The head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. The highest place that heaven affords is his by right. The King of kings and Lord of lords and heaven's eternal light. Have you bowed your knee there?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.